You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
I want to ask this crew, the original crew, I want to ask you, because we're headed into my favorite time of the year, where the teams actually matter down here, and we can slip in and out of local coverage all over the show.
It's not Ultra Week, or?
Oh, well, this, yes, we've got Ultra Week is here. Ultra Week is right outside, and March Madness is right here, but our show can be self-involved, Stugatz. And so today, we began with a controversy that no one cares about in Jazz Chisholm and the Marlins, except for us, our little show. Hey, the Marlins got a story, and then we can run off with a story. There has now been an update to the Jazz Chisholm controversy, and I think this show needs to stake out its positions now on this, because Jazz Chisholm went on with the pivot and gave a really unusual baseball interview, uncommon baseball interview, where he just trashes his former champion and says, "My team now gonna do it. You got Skip Schumacher's in charge of that team, but this is a player's manager who communicates with his players, texts them the night before of why they're not in the lineup or are. He will fit culturally with Jazz Chisholm's team, or he will not. Jazz Chisholm will remain a problem, or he will not. But this is Billy's team. This is Billy's star. And now Jazz Chisholm has responded to something David Sampson said on our show. We've got a lot of conflict with Sampson and the Marlins. He's always ripping Jeter. The Marlins have never understood why we have Sampson on. He's always got a negative opinion about the Marlins. And now he says Jazz Chisholm would have gotten his ass kicked by Mike Lowell and Jeff Conine, and we just skipped right past that earlier this morning.
David said a number of things. He said also that he thought that Jazz would have a rough day today headed into spring training after making those critical comments, which none of the players he criticized are on the team anymore, so it would be kind of odd for it to happen. And he said he pees four times a night, which was also odd. But Jazz seemingly is responding to Sampson, but not saying by name, because out of the blue, he just tweeted out, "I walked into spring training today, and everyone was very jolly," with 3 exclamation marks. "Have a great day, everyone," and then a heart. So it seems as though he's not having a rough day at spring training.
You guys had Jazz listening to Sampson with us this morning. This is just him reacting to
it. Got to him.
Internet, yeah, someone shows him a tweet.
Right.
Yeah.
The internet, we're not the only ones talking about this. He's talking about the internet's reaction to this. This is not a response to only Sampson.
No. You never
liked it better Billy's way. Yeah.
By the way, me and Chris are going to be calling the Marlins spring training game on Friday if you guys are interested in checking
that
out.
Might be icy. Might be icy for you.
For me?
Yeah. You're part of the show that just gave David Sampson a platform.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. When I saw this Jazz interview yesterday, I was like, oh, no. Hopefully we can still do the game on Friday.
But you want the show, all of us, to state a position here? We're either with Jazz or with Sampson?
Well, whose side?
I'm against Sampson.
Whose side
I'm with
are
the Marlins.
You on? Okay, we're all going to side against David Sampson as a company.
No.
Touring.
Go check out his show.
City Winery.
Side with Jazz here.
Touring,
on this one,
touring David Sampson.
One of the odder tours in existence.
Six city tour, touring David Sampson.
I'm going to abstain from voting, but I will have a take. This would never fly in Scott Service's clubhouse.
No.
300 people is ambitious, right? I mean,
wait to see.
Go pee-pee.
I don't know. It seems brave.
Scott Service is the manager of the Mariners, and I knew that.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, without Googling.
Well, but
week.
Hold
you're
on.
You're a Mariners fan now, right?
No, what I was going to say is I think that was a Mike sort of subliminal message to the audience of, have you heard that new game we're playing with Taylor? 2004 baseball players.
There was controversy in that game. Controversy aplenty.
I want to replay that game.
It's a great game. It's a great game.
The rules were sketchy at best, and then it became a thing. Mike, I don't want to take anything away from your win. But the rules, as I remember, were you need to tell us what team the player is on this card that I'm holding, not what team they end up with on the team. And then I got a private text hours later saying, because I got Alfonso Soriano, who was traded in the offseason. I said, I think he was a Yankee. And then he said, no, he's a Ranger. It's on the card.
We're getting caught in the weeds here.
Well, I got a private text later on saying that there was a different edition of the cards in which he was a Yankee, in fact. So,
okay, but that was a different
there's
edition.
Big asterisk. Yeah.
So you were screwed? I don't know what happened.
I don't understand. I won by like three.
People love the game. You won by
half.
We
went to overtime.
Yeah, big game.
I will tell you that.
You want to play with us next time, Dan?
Well, not only do I want to play with you.
Oh, let's do it right now.
Really?
Rip him out, Taylor.
Hey, yo.
I am very eager to play this game. I haven't been brought to life by a game. 2004 baseball players, please allow us to play this game together. But what I'm infuriated by is that Mike Ryan insists on winning in a way that is super, like, you believe that you have the most 2004 knowledge. The last time you cared about baseball.
I won, didn't I? Yeah, I mean, headed into that competition, you would have put me as a very distant third.
Stugatz, have you not seen Mike Ryan, who has pledged himself to betterment and self-improvement, says he's going to learn more about baseball every day, a Mariners player every day, and came in here last week wearing a Julio Rodriguez jersey because he's going to care about baseball for the first time since 2004.
It's 2 days ago, but it's been a long week.
Yep.
2004.
Scott Service.
That's the last time. How long has it been since you cared about baseball? You're pledging yourself to care more than Tony's going to care for hockey during the Panthers run.
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
It's a long week.
Yeah, I saw you with that jersey.
That's a
fine.
It's a long week.
It's okay.
J-Rod. Yeah, long week. Yeah. Long 24 hours.
Long day.
I do have multiple ones.
The point being.
You weren't in Monday.
You haven't cared about baseball in a long time, and you're pledging yourself. You're insistent about being better about that this year.
No, I'm forcing myself to. I'm forcing myself to because they changed the rules. They did the things that I complained about on this microphone, and if I didn't actually give it a fair chance after they changed everything that I asked for them to change, what does that make me, Dan?
Yeah. All right, let's end this.
It makes me full of shit.
Let's end this post-game show playing this game real fast with all of us real fast. I have one. In 2004, where did Mark Loretta play?
Oh, wow.
You have the card. You need the card.
It just made one up.
Oh, four Rockies. I'm going to say Rockies.
I'm going to go
Cubs.
I'm going to go Cubs as well.
The card. Zzz. What is that?
All those are wrong.
Dodgers.
Okay. Oh.
The Padres.
Ooh. Oh.
See how fun it is?
Yeah.
You do have April baseball energy right now.
Yeah.
The hard thing about
baseball is
keeping it up.
Talk
you know
to me in July.
Yes, exactly right. How do we get to October?
Where it's going to be dicey is during the Stanley Cup playoffs, no doubt.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to take so much of our attention away.
Billy's so right, though. Everyone that likes baseball a little bit is super excited this week.
I had a draft on Monday. Oh, it was electric. Electric.
All right, can you guys help me with something? I don't know why we didn't do Taylor Swift report today, but watching him gamble on Padres-Dodgers at 9 a.m. from Korea on a Wednesday morning.
Well, he was here. They were in Korea.
No, but living and dying with every pitch in the eighth inning from a Padres reliever. Like, if you guys want to do Taylor swiftly going into bankruptcy because he's betting too many games. I'm here for that segment.
Did you see how he won?
I saw in the late innings the Dodgers started scoring.
Yeah, but did you see, like, what sparked the rally? A ball went through the first baseman's glove.
What?
Yeah, went through the webbing.
Huh.
Taylor's got a big unit, too.
What?
His units are big.
Oh.
We should send Taylor abroad and have him do
I'm
going
to say Diamondbacks
things.
In 04.
Oh.
I wanted to make a broad joke. And
Come on, Dan. It's 2024.
I know.
What are you doing?
I know. I'm stumbling over the finish line.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.